going to continue in our series we are doing right now called Who is the Son? We just finished up the last series called Who is the Holy Spirit? We're doing a series now called Who is the Son? And the next series we're going to be doing is Who is the Father? God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we're talking about who is the Son? Who is Jesus? We started off talking about Jesus the carpenter and realized that he has a plan for our life and he can relate to our life because he has walked on this earth and he lived like us. He was tempted like us. He felt pain like us. He was rejected like us. He loved like us. He was tempted like us. There's things that we go through our life and he knows what it is to work hard, to have disputes, to have family problems. He understands these things. And so when we go to him without our problems, we can go to a God who knows and understands, who gives us grace because he's walked in our shoes. We talked about the great shepherd and how he calls out and the sheep know his voice. That he is our great shepherd and we are the sheep. We know today that he also was a master teacher, that he's been known as the great teacher. And we looked at how he taught and how his teaching came and revolutionized today. And we still today are having the effects of his teaching and the great teaching, how he taught us in a way that we could understand the living God. Then last week we talked about the Lamb, putting our eyes upon the Lamb. And how it's important that we get our eyes off ourselves and get our eyes on the Lamb. And we quit trying to qualify ourselves and realize that our Lamb was qualified. And if we put our faith in the Lamb, we put our trust and faith in the Lamb, that's what brings us qualified. We never can qualify ourselves. We can never be good enough. We can never do enough right things. We can never do enough good things to qualify ourselves. But today it's only through the grace of our Lamb. But our Lamb is perfect. So we keep our eyes upon the Lamb who was perfect, without spot, without any blemish. Today I want to talk to you just for a few minutes, and then we're going to close out the service in a different way today. Talk about Jesus the physician. Jesus the physician. We know the definition of a physician is a person skilled and concerned about the physical health of people. A physician is a person skilled in meeting the needs of the physical health of our bodies. A physician is a person who's also concerned about the physical health of our bodies. How many know today God heals three ways? Do you know that today? God heals three ways. First of all, he heals naturally, medically, and supernaturally. First of all, he heals naturally. How many know today God heals naturally? You know that? How many know that when you cut your finger, what do? Your body naturally heals itself, doesn't it? Without that, what would happen? You would bleed to death. And so God has designed us to naturally heal on our own. He's designed our bodies to have a natural element of healing. He's also given us wisdom. It says that all wisdom comes from who? From above. All wisdom comes from above. He's given doctors very much wisdom on how to treat us. Sometimes he needs to give doctors a little more wisdom. I understand this, but he gives us a lot of wisdom, and he gives a lot of wisdom to the medical field that they can bring healing to our bodies. They can help us bring health to our lives. And today, I know people, and I know this to be a fact, and I know people who will take medication to get better, and once they're better, they say, well, I don't need this medication no longer. God wants to heal me, and they'll quit taking the medication and get sick. And I wonder, why is this happening? Well, I just believe God wants me to trust him. I don't need medication. Well, God's the one that gave the knowledge to the doctors and to the scientists and to the researchers, the knowledge to come up with medication to help us be healthy. And so why wouldn't I want to take medication if it is making me better? Now, I know not all medication is the answer, and some medication has long-term effects, and I don't understand what you're talking about. There's always different cases for different things that are going on, circumstances. We know that. But today, I don't need to not worry about this. God, if I have faith, if I'm taking medication, no. I'm trusting and thanking God that he's given doctors knowledge. He says all wisdom comes from who? It comes from above. God's the one who's given the doctors knowledge. But we also know in our life that there's a supernatural healing that God also performs. That many times we see there's a supernatural way that God wants to heal us when it makes no sense to the medical field, when it makes no sense to our natural bodies, that God can do a supernatural. He takes our natural problems, he takes our natural sicknesses in our body, and he puts a super onto it and makes it a supernatural healing. And God does this and still wants to do this in our life. You say, God heals three ways. So let's ask this. How many have ever broken a bone in your life? How many have ever broken a bone in your life? Raise your hand. Anyone here, if you've ever broken a bone, raise your hand. Yeah, you guys are a bunch of clumps. I tell you what, the clumsy people breaking your bones. Look at all these people. Did your bone heal? Then you experienced a natural healing, didn't you? That's a natural way your body was healed. How many's ever had stitches? Anyone ever had stitches in your life? Yeah, I got stitches right here. You got the scar to prove it right there. Stitches. My body healed naturally. The stitches brought that together and healed naturally. How many has ever had minor surgery? Anybody had minor surgery before? God's given the wisdom to our doctors to bring minor surgery. You've experienced medical. How many has ever had major surgery? Anybody had major surgery? Yeah, God's given doctors wisdom. How many has ever had cosmetic surgery? Some of you out there, raise. Okay. I thought so. Some of you, we almost got you right then. Wait. That's supposed to be private. What happens in the medical field stays in the medical field, right, Carlos? All right, that's right, okay. But we know that God heals our bodies three different ways, and I believe today that Jesus is the physician. And let's answer three questions about this. But before we do, let's first read Mark 1:40 through 42. Look at the story. It says, now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hands and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Now, we have a hard time understanding this. Isn't this amazing to paint this picture? That if you know a person who was ate up with leprosy, I actually know a missionary, he's actually preached here, Carl Harkson, told me a story about a person who was healed with leprosy one time. That is, he flew into a village that he was there, and the village chief had set up, they set up all these animal sacrifices, saying that his helicopter could not make it there. And when his helicopter made it there, they were just amazed that God didn't strike him down, you know, that their gods didn't wreck that helicopter. And when he got there, he was preaching the gospel, and the village chief daughter had leprosy. And they brought him, and he saw her to him. He prayed for him. He said, God, and she said that she had her arm and flesh was eaten off her body. Just had big patches of flesh missing where the leprosy had eaten off her body. And he said, as he prayed this prayer, he said, God, I pray this prayer today that this village may know that you are the true living God. I speak healing to this leprosy. And he said, right before everyone's eyes, the skin and flesh are screwed right back, right there. I mean, it's just amazing. We cannot comprehend that in our mind, can we? That God would heal that way. That God could actually do a miracle where flesh would grow back on bones before people's eyes. We don't have that comprehension, but this is what the story is talking about. Immediately, this person was healed. Can you imagine this leper being cast out of society, was not allowed into the city? And when he sees Jesus, he's got holes in his face, and he's missing parts of skin and patches, and he was so unclean, and Jesus looked at him and healed him, and his flesh grew back. I mean, this is a great miracle of God's healing. And we see this. Why does God want to heal? And let's answer these questions. Number one, the first question we're going to answer about the physician today is, why is Jesus a physician? Why is Jesus a physician? Let's continue in the scripture. Matthew 14:14 says, and when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was what? This is the word again. We just read the last scripture. He was moved with what? He was moved with what? Compassion. Jesus was moved with compassion for them, and he healed the sick. Why is Jesus a physician? First of all, because simply he loves us. He loves us. Jesus loves you and I enough that he loves us and he is moved with compassion. Scripture says that anywhere he went, when people came to him who were sick, we follow this saying that Jesus was moved with what? He was moved with compassion. Let me tell you this. There's a doctrine going around, not even a doctrine, but people who are preaching a false statement saying that Jesus only healed to prove that he was the Son of God. And let me tell you, that is not true at all. That is not true at all. Jesus healed because he was moved with compassion. Jesus healed because he loved us. Jesus healed because he cared about us. Jesus healed because he was moved with compassion for you and I. Listen, he was already the Son of God. He didn't have to prove who he was. He didn't need to prove to you and I that he was our Creator. Now, these things became a sign, and people believed because of these things. But he was not trying to prove he was the Son of God. He was doing this because he was moved with compassion. He genuinely loved you and I. This is why he healed. This is because he had the power and he was moved with compassion. Does Jesus love us today? That's the question. Does Jesus love us today? Does Jesus love us today? Let me ask that again. Does Jesus love us today? So when you and I are sick in our body, he looks at us and he is moved with compassion because he is moved with compassion for his people. For his children. How many of us know when our children are sick, it moves us with compassion, doesn't it? And when your children are genuinely sick, I'm not talking about when they get up in the morning, I don't feel like going to school. You know, and you're like, you're getting sick, get out that door, get out there, you know. Quit turning that blow dryer on your head. I ain't falling for that again. Let's get out the door, okay? I'm not moved with compassion, but when you know they've been up in the middle of the night and they've been running extreme fever, and they've been throwing up, and things are happening. You know, your kids are really sick. I don't care how tired you are, you get up with compassion. Now, my kids that get me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, they better watch their life right there, okay? My kids know you don't wake me up in the middle of the night unless it's an emergency. But when they wake me up and it's really a genuine problem and I hear that one of them is sick and they're crying, I don't care about how much sleep, but I get up with compassion. I want to hold them. I want to clean them up. I want to give them medication. I want to pray for them. I want to nurture them. It's something that moves me with compassion when my children are sick. Jesus was moved with compassion. Today, let's just ask you a question today. If you were here, and let's just say that you had the power, just hypothetical, I know, and listen to the question. If God had given you the power that no matter who you touched in your life, that you had the power of healing, and you went to one of the children's hospitals, let's say you went to Children's Mercy in Kansas City, where I go quite a bit with Hayden, and you walk through there and you see all the children there that are hurting, would you not go to every bed and touch every kid there? You would, wouldn't you? Because that's who we are. We're moved with compassion. Then how much more is our God better than us? How much more is he moved with compassion than we are? I'm here to tell you that our God is moved with compassion when it comes to our physical bodies. He understands. Let me give you some things about this statement that he is a physician. First of all, Jesus is not a sensationalist. And what I mean by that is this: he never tried to draw attention to himself. Jesus never tried to draw attention to himself. You never see him doing a miracle just to draw attention to himself. Matter of fact, what would happen was, and you'll see the story, if you keep reading the story about the leopard, after he was healed, he would say, "Hey, I know I healed you, but keep it quiet, okay?" And of course they would, and they go out, "Ah, look, what's happened, man? Jesus healed me." And of course you and I would do the same thing. We couldn't keep it quiet. But Jesus was never trying to draw attention to himself. When he did a great miracle, he would always almost tell them, "Listen, keep it quiet, don't tell anybody else." And he would heal them. I mean, he was never trying to draw attention to himself. Matter of fact, we see that many times when he was casting out a demon out of somebody, he would cast out a spirit, and that spirit would speak out and like, "Leave us alone, Jesus, Son of the Most High God." I'm just kind of giving you a dramatic effect. I don't know how they were doing it, but I'm just imagining it. And so Jesus would look to him and say, "Be quiet." He didn't want them. Even the demons in hell were recognizing who he was, and they were spouting it out. "Leave us alone, the Son of the Most High God." They recognized who he was, and as they were speaking it out, he would say, "Be quiet," because he wasn't trying to bring attention to himself. He was not a sensationalist. He wasn't just always out for fame. He wasn't out to look. He wasn't healing people just to draw attention to himself. Jesus was not a confessionalist. Confession is not denying the facts, it's stating the truth. You ever met somebody who goes around confessing they're healed? And listen, I believe in confessing healing in our body, okay? Don't get me wrong. I preach that. I believe that. We have to confess God's word in our life. But also, I don't deny the facts as well. And faith is not denying the facts. Faith is stating the truth. Yes, I have a problem, but God's word says, you know what? That I'm healed in Jesus' name. The doctor may say this, but God says this. The report may say this, but God's word says this. And Jesus never around trying to deny what was really going on. I met someone one time. This is a true story. I had a guy come to me, and we're talking, and man, this guy's eyes were almost swelled shut. He had so much severe sinus problems. He'd woken up. His cheeks were swelled up. His eyes were almost swelled up. He was talking, talking like this. Excuse me. My sinus is draining as well. I can't hardly talk, you know. I'm like, "Dude, man, you got a severe sinus problems going on." You know what he told me? "No, I don't. In Jesus' name." I said, "Dude, man, your eyes are almost swelled shut. All right, I'm not sick in Jesus' name." I'm like, "Dude, Jesus wants to heal you, but you're sick." You know? And sometimes we walk around, "I'm not sick. I'm not." No, it's all right to say I'm sick, but God's word says I can be healed. And so Jesus was not a confessional. So he didn't go around not denying the facts. And sometimes we go around denying the facts. You know, we got snot running down our nose and things happening. "I ain't sick." Yes, you are. You're sick. It's all right to confess, "I'm sick. God, I'm sick, but God, I know you're bigger than any disease. God, I'm sick, but you're bigger than my health problem. God, I'm sick, but God, you are my healer. God, I'm sick, but God, you're the great physician. God, I am sick, but God, I know if I put my faith in you, my body can become whole." He stated the facts. Jesus was also not a dispensationalist. And what that means is simply this: a dispensationalist is someone who only did something for a certain group of people for a certain group of time. we see where Jesus was healing was not just to prove that he was God. And he didn't just heal a certain group of people. He healed many people. Look what Scripture says, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same when? Yesterday, today, and forever. Let's say it together. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's all say it together. Yesterday, today, and forever. What's that mean? I mean, if Jesus healed when he walked the earth, that means he still wants to heal when? Yesterday. When? Also today. And when? Also in the future. That he is the same God. And that he longs, and that means if he was moved with compassion, if he was moved with compassion for the disciples, if he was moved with compassion with these people, the leopard, that means today that when he looks at me, that he is moved with compassion about my sickness. He is moved with compassion about my problem. He is moved with compassion. He understands. Matthew 4, 23 and 24. It says that when Jesus went out all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, he healing what? All kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went out through Syria, and they brought him back the sick people who were afflicted in various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, the epileptics, the paralytics, and he healed them all. Look at this, man. He healed who? He healed them what? He healed them all. He healed them all from different regions, different places. Look what Matthew 8:17 says. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities, and he what? He bore our what? He bore our what? I'm not hearing this. He bore our what? This is our God. Jesus bore our sicknesses. He took our infirmities and he bore. He carried our sicknesses. Jesus has already bore them. Jesus has already carried them. So he does care about our physical health. He cares about your body. Look what Luke 6:17-19 says. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd, all of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, from Jerusalem, from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon. He came to hear them, and he healed their disease, as well as those who were what? Tormented with unclean spirits. And they were what? Healed. Who? The whole multitude sought to touch him, for the power went out of him, and he healed them what? All. People from coming from around all over. And he didn't heal just the Jews come right here. Wait, let's make Jews in this line. Those who believe in this line. No, he says he healed them all. Jesus was not preferring. He was a person who healed them all. So the question is this, number two, is it his will to heal? Is it his will to heal? Look what Mark 1:40-42 says. Now a leper came to him. We just read this a while ago. Now a leper came to him, imploring to him, kneeling down to him and saying, if you are what? Willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him. And he said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. So the leopard asked, Jesus, if it's your will, how do we know he's talking about will here? Because what's the root word of the willing is what? Pretty simple. The root word of this word willing is what? Will. Okay. So if you are, this is paraphrased, if Jesus, if it's your will, you can make me clean. And look what Jesus' answer was to him. Jesus said, it is my will. We can translate that. That's what it's saying. It is my will that you be healed, that you be cleansed. Jesus, if it is your will, you can heal me. And Jesus answers, it is my will that you be made whole. So first of all, we know it is God's will to heal us, that he wants to heal us. We have to get this in our heart that Jesus wants to heal us. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness, but his long suffering toward us, he's not willing, it's not his will, what? It's not his will that any should what? Perish, but all should come to what? Repentance. How many believe today that it's God's will that everyone's saved? That he wants everyone to come to know him as Lord? We can agree that, right? It's his will. How do we know that? Because Scripture says that it is his will that all would not perish. That's what he wants, that everyone would come to know him as Lord. So when we read a scripture like we just read a while ago, he says, it's God's will that we're healed. We're like, I know, but that's not for me. We can believe that salvation is God's will for my life, for everyone. But for some reason, when it comes to healing, we can't believe that it's my will, that God can't heal me. See what I'm getting at? We have faith for one area of our life, but when it comes to healing, and God says it's my will, God says it's his will, he wants to heal us. We have faith in our salvation because God wants to heal everyone, right? I mean, and wants to save everyone. But when it comes to healing, we don't always have faith. Well, God doesn't want to heal me. No, he does want to. God's will is for us to be healed. His will means, that translates simply, his desire. He has a desire to heal us. We never question his ability, don't we? We never question his ability. We know that he has the ability, the power to heal us. We don't question his power, but where do us Christians be stuck? We question his will. God, if you heard someone pray, God, if it's your will. No, God wants to heal us. God wants our bodies to be made whole. He is willing. I know some of you are now asking, but what happens when we pray and it doesn't happen? That's a good question, isn't it? That's the million-dollar answer. And I would like to tell you I have the answer for everything. But I can tell you, there's some things we just don't have answers for. There's some things we just can't fully understand. Why God does heal some people, and other people he hasn't healed. It's a question, that's one of the first questions I want to ask him. Listen, I got a notebook full of things. It's one of the first things I want to ask him when I had the chance. But it doesn't diminish the fact that God can heal and does want to heal. Well, you know what? If we just had faith, I can just tell you this, that there's things, and we'll get this in a few minutes, and I don't want to get ahead of this, but let's go to the next question, and we'll get to this. Number three, is he willing to heal me? Is he willing to heal me? The leopard said what? He said, Lord, if you are willing to heal me. You know what he was saying? He wasn't just saying, God, is it your will? He was also saying this, God, if you're willing, you can heal me. He was saying, because society looked at this man and said, man, you're an outcast. You are infected with disease. You cannot come into the city. You got to stay so far away from any human being. If you come close within so many feet to somebody, you got to shout out, leopard, 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 so they know that you are unclean. I mean, it was a very humiliating thing to be a leopard because you were not allowed to mingle with anybody. And if you got too close to anybody, you had to shout out, I'm unclean, unclean. Don't come next to me. I mean, it was a very disgraceful thing. And so when this man was asking this question, can you heal a man like me? He was not saying your ability or even your will. He was saying, God, it has to do more with God, am I good enough for you to heal? God, am I really good enough for you to heal? God, I know I'm not the pick of the litter here. God, I know I've got some things in my life that I haven't done right. God, I know I haven't always done the right things. And when he asked that question, he was saying, God, am I good enough? Am I good enough to be healed? He was asking this question. And how many know today that Jesus never healed the crowds? He healed individuals. He healed many people at many times. But he always healed individuals. Look what it says here in Mark 2, 16 and 17. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners. Isn't it always funny how the Bible puts tax collectors and sinners in the same category? Just thought that was funny. So with the tax collectors and sinners. And then he said to his disciples, how is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I did not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. So let me ask you this. What is the one thing that we all have in common when we were saved? Anybody who was saved at all, anyone who's accepted Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior, what's the one thing we all had in common? Sin, right? Sin's the common thread. Sin's the common thread we can find that every one of us are in need of a Savior, that every one of us have sin that needs to be forgiven. That's the common thread in our salvation. So what's the common thread in all these people who are healed? I went through, I've studied every person that Jesus healed, and I was looking for a common thread, and I can tell you I found it. I can tell you the common thread. How many, why don't you get your pen out, write this out. This is really good. There's a common thread we find out for every person that was healed. All right, you ready? Write this down. They were sick. That's the only common thread I can find in Scripture for every person that was healed, that they were sick. We had some people who had great faith, and Jesus healed them. There was other people who had no faith at all, but their friends had the faith and were lowering them through the roof, and Jesus healed them. There was another person who was a prostitute, and Jesus healed them. Another person walked in a room who didn't ask for help at all, and Jesus, hey, you, stretch out your hand, that withered hand. Let me heal that for you. I mean, Jesus was healing all kinds of people. Some had great faith. Some didn't have faith. Some friends had faith for. Others didn't even ask, but Jesus wanted to do it anyway. So what's the common thread here? The common thread is that we're all sick. I'm saying this, that Jesus wants to heal you. He wants to heal me. I used to really stress out about praying for sick people as a minister. It's a lot of pressure. You know that? There's a lot of pressure on a pastor. And one of the things that really, I can tell you, one of the things that pastors have really struggled with is the ability to pray for somebody and they're not healed. What happens then? Does it reflect on me and my faith? Did I not teach it well? Did I not pray the right prayer? I mean, there's a lot of pressure that can come on a pastor when, and even a minister or even anybody, when you're praying for somebody who's sick. And that's one of the big pressures we put on ourselves. And I've shared this testimony before, and I want to share it again right here, that one time I was having a struggle early on in my young ministry, and God spoke to me very clear one time. He said, Gene, he said, who gets the glory when I heal somebody? I said, God, I give you all the glory. God, I give you all the glory. It's all yours. You know I do that, God. I never take the glory for myself. I always point the glory to you. He says, then why do you take the blame when I choose not to heal? Or someone doesn't get healed. What do you take the blame for? Okay, God, I can comprehend it. That's what you're saying. He says, you believe my will is to heal. You just speak my word, and you speak prayer, and you believe that. Pray for healing, and you believe, and let me handle the rest. Like I said, there's why some people aren't healed, I don't know. Maybe there is unfaith. Maybe there's faith. I don't know. There's things that we can question. There's things we can put in there. We always try to fill the line in. They maybe didn't believe enough. Maybe they didn't confess enough. There's things we can do, but, you know, ultimately God's will and his ways are higher than our ways. And we don't always understand. There's some things, and that's one of the questions I want to ask God. Why did you choose to heal some of my prayers and some prayers you didn't choose to heal? Was it me? Was it the person? I don't know. But I do know this. I've seen it way too many times that God still wants to heal and God can heal and God does heal. And as a Christian, I realized that God is what? He was moved with compassion when it comes to my physical body. He was moved with compassion then. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a father who is moved with compassion when I'm sick. He is a father who's moved with compassion for me. It says that Jesus reached out and he touched him. We see the story as we read the stories. It says Jesus reached out and he touched him. Jesus reached out and touched him. When he was praying for the sick, he reached out and touched him. So he reached out, that word touch, it's used several times in both the Greek and Hebrew in the Bible. And it means, of course, a physical touch. But also it's also used a few times a little differently. And one of the ways it's used differently is here when he's talking about Jesus, when he reached out and touched him. It wasn't just a touch. It was also an embrace. It was also used as an embrace that Jesus didn't just touch him. He embraced him. Wow. That our God loves us enough that he embraces us when we're sick. He's moved with compassion enough that if we'll reach to him, that he reaches out to us and he embraces us. Jesus cares about our physical bodies. Jesus wants to heal our physical bodies. He is Jesus, our great physician. Today, I'm going to ask the musicians to come. And we're going to close out today. We're going to sing the song, Healer, because we know today that God is our great healer. But how many today, as the musicians are coming, I know, don't get distracted, stay focused, please, for a minute. How many today say, Pastor, I need God to heal me in my body right now? If you're right now, you say, Pastor, I need a healing. I need a miracle from God. I need God to heal me, whether it be a minor sickness or a major sickness, whatever. If that's you today, I want you to stand up where you're at. Could you do that just today? You say, Pastor, I believe God wants to heal my body today. This is what I want you to do. I'm going to invite you to come to the front, and I want you to stand shoulder to shoulder. And as we sing this next song, I'm going to pray for you. I believe we can't preach a message like this without taking time to pray for the sick. I believe God today, our faith is strong, and I believe he wants to heal some people in this house today. We know it'll be his will. So I'm going to invite everyone to stand with me this morning. And those who come to the front today, could you stand shoulder to shoulder, make a straight line across here for me? That would help me out. Scoot back, that's enough where I can walk in front of you, if you could, please. Thank you. Today, as we sing this song today, we know that God is our healer. He's the one that heals us. We're going to come through. We're going to pray for everyone here today who needs prayer for healing their bodies. Those of you who are well in your bodies, I invite you to just to raise the faith level in this place today. Raise your faith today. Allow God to be honored by your praise, your faith in Him. Today, I want you to stretch your hands this way. I want you focusing upon heaven. I want you to just increase the faith level in this place as we pray for healing. I believe today God's going to heal some people in this place. I believe His will is to heal. Today, we know that God is healing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I believe His will today is to heal our bodies. And we're going to pray for you as Justin sings a song.
You hold my every moment. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire. You heal all my disease. I trust. I try.